Welcome to the Motherhood Unshackled podcast. My name is Klaus Carrian, mom and parenting coach. I'm here to guide you to challenge anything that takes away your freedom and makes you less than you could be. I'm here to encourage you to let your problem shift away from the safe problem and instead guide you to face your true self within. Your safe problems are things external of you that keep you distracted from what really matters. Like, my child is the problem. If they didn't have this behavior, things would be great. I wouldn't yell at them, and so on and so forth. As long as you believe that the child is the problem and that they have to be fixed, you are both going to keep suffering. I coach moms to show up mindfully always, especially when their children misbehave. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child through the beautiful moments and the challenging ones. It's time for heartfelt, joyful, and simple parenting. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello, hello, and welcome to today's episode. Today, of course, we're going to dive into something else that we can look at as parents to give us more freedom, to release anything that is holding us back and let us access more freedom. And today we're going to talk about break state and why it's powerful as parents. Okay, so first off, what is a break state? Break state is doing something to get out of your state that you're in right now by thinking about or doing something different. Okay, so let's say, I'm gonna give you a specific example. So recently, something happened that really triggered me. I was having a conversation with my partner, and he told me about, you know, what he did the night before, and he was somewhere, and someone told him something about me. And it really triggered me. And it wasn't the fact that this person said it about me. There was way more to this conversation, okay? But without getting in the nitty-gritty, something happened that triggered me. And I noticed myself reliving this sentence, replaying this sentence in my mind. And I was developing these really, really strong emotions about it. And I was like, I hate this. I can't keep this going on, right? So I did something to break the state that I was in, to break the thoughts that I was having, and did something different. Before I tell you exactly what I did, I want to bring this kind of statistic to your awareness. So there's a statistic out there that says that 90% of our thoughts are the same thoughts that we have the day before. So we're basically like, let's just say we want a different future, but we keep thinking the same thoughts. And what creates our reality is our thoughts, our emotions, and our feelings, right? So if we want a different future, but we're having the same thoughts, the same feelings, and the same emotions almost every single day, then something has got to give, right? And I've been really studying this work, like Joe Dispenza's work, about our thoughts and our feelings, our emotions and our reality, and how to shift it, and all these things. Okay, so I had this in like the back of my mind, and we've heard this so many, many times. Like, you know, in order to, if you have a thought about something that you desire, then it's yours automatically because, you know, you wouldn't have a thought unless it was meant to be yours. Just think differently and you'll get what you want. You know, visualize your desired goal as if it's already happened and you'll get it. But what I've noticed the more that I study this work and the more that I study Joe Dispenza specifically is that the thoughts is one thing, but really what creates the shift is having a strong emotional experience or sensation or feeling about that desired outcome, right? And most of the time, it can be as simple as like maybe your ex drove, I don't know, blue Chevy, and now every time you see a blue Chevy, you like think of your ex, your heart starts racing, you kind of go into that fight or flight mode a little bit, right? It's that, like, that is what it is. That is having a strong emotion to something, right? And the strong, when you have strong emotions about a thought, for example, or a situation or a person or whatever, that is what you're going to continue to get in your future, because the strong emotions is key part in creating our reality and in creating our future. Okay, I hope you're following me here. So in order to change our future, we need to change our thoughts, we need to change our feelings, and we need to change our emotions. So what happens when we get triggered? This one sentence, like I said, that my partner told me, that someone said about me, just kept replaying in my mind, and I was getting these very strong emotions for it. And I was laying in bed and I couldn't fall asleep, and I was like, this is so freaking annoying. And then I realized, I was like, oh my God, do I want to bring this emotion into my future? No, I don't. And then I asked myself, like, and then I told myself, if it is strong emotions that create our future, then I need to stop having a strong emotion about this. I need to shift this like immediately, right? So for me, that was my break state. I was able to realize that I was having a very strong emotion about something. And I asked myself, do I want this to be my future, or do I want to release this and leave this in the past? And obviously, my answer was that I wanted to release this and leave this in the past. I was like, okay, how can I shift my emotion? What do I want to actually experience around this? Why is this really bothering me, right? So I did the processing work, and then I used my frequency healing device, called a Healy, to do the release program. And I felt much better. And then the next day, I got on a call with my coach. It was just happened to have a scheduled call. And, I talked about this, and we got right in the nitty gritty of it. And like, it wasn't the fact that someone said something about me. That's not at all what triggered me. But there were so many other things, like that snowballed from that comment, that were directly impacting me and directly impacting my daughter. That is what I really didn't like, right? So then I just changed it. And it can be simple. It can be like, so I think if you can start to realize that your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions create your reality. So when you feel a really strong emotion, that can be your cue to tap into yourself. And is this a strong emotion that I want to continue to experience or not? Right? Because some strong emotions are really awesome. I mean, joy, fulfillment, wholeness, passion, love, connection. Those are all strong emotions. We can all feel those really strongly. And yes, I want all of those in my future. So if I feel that I'm experiencing this, I can just ride the wave. I don't need to stop it, right? I don't need to break this state of being. I can continue to ride the wave. But if I feel a strong emotion that I do not want to bring into my future, that's a sign that we need to do something else. We need to shift something, right? And if you don't have a lot of tools, there's tons of podcasts on here that can help you with that. My programs can help you with that. My private coaching can help you to what to do to release your emotions and to process them fully. But a really good one that anybody can do is just shift your body, right? Go jump on the trampoline, go for a walk, go for a run, go in nature, go laugh, put on, like, I don't know, some stupid YouTube video that makes you laugh. Put on your favorite show. Friends is my favorite show, and it always makes me laugh, and it changes my current state. And I stop thinking about these thoughts that I don't want to be thinking, and feelings and emotions that I don't want to be experiencing, right? So whatever it is for you, it can be just breathing and releasing it. So breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, making sure the exhale is longer, is a really good way to release these big emotions as well. But I think just the fact that if you can start to be aware, I'm experiencing a strong emotion right now. Is this one that I want to continue on with in my future or not? And then understanding that you either have the tools already to release this and to shift your current reality by shifting your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, or that you need to reach out for support from someone, myself, or there's many others out there that can also support you to learn the tools to shift these emotions. So that's all that I want to share with you today. And it's really that is it. Like what happens when we start to shift our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions to the thoughts and feelings and emotions that we actually desire to bring into our future, our reality changes and our future changes. And it's one of the most powerful things we can learn to master. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I want you to come find me on Instagram. The link for it is in my show notes. And come tell me what resonated with you today. And invite me in to speak about different things, different topics that can support you on your parenting journey for a future episode. So thank you so much for listening. Until next time. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote. Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time.